Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. On the show today, entrepreneur Jamie Jay from Ozark, Missouri, is going to share with us how he integrates his love for hockey into his role as an online marketing specialist. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. So Jamie, welcome to our show today.
Well, hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. Now, I usually start the show with some kind of meaningful quote that maybe I select that I think represents your journey, but you're kind of a cool cat and you have a different take on life in general. So I would really love it if you shared with my listeners something that you hold on to.
Sure. And we kind of went over this in the pre-interview, and thanks again for this. It's a little bit long-winded, but I'd like to give a little bit of background on this, if at all possible. And you know, I'm a huge hockey fan, and I love incorporating all the analogies that go along or come along with the sport of hockey and business. So there's a lot that interwines there. And so a little bit of background on this, if you are familiar, in 1980, the USA hockey team went on to beat the professional Russians. It was just the biggest game. Do you believe in miracles? I mean, it was a huge event. And as I said in the pre-interview too, ironically, it wasn't even for the gold medal at that point, although USA went on to win the gold medal. They beat the Russians. And so one of the biggest quotes that I like comes from Herb Brooks, who was the coach of the 1980 USA Olympic hockey team. And when he was getting his troops ready, his hockey players ready, and getting them ready to go, for because these were a bunch of farm kids or boys, or I want to say boys because they were, you know, they were just in college, or they were not professionals by any means. And he brought this group of, you know, people from all different sorts of background together, and it all came and culminated into this one little brief speech. And so it goes, "Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9, but not this game. Not tonight. Tonight we skate with them. Tonight we stay with them and we shut them down because we can. Tonight we are the greatest hockey team in the world." And I think that's really, really cool. And it's pretty motivational. And you can take that saying, that my favorite quote, and you can use that in your business or whatever you're doing, because for me, it just resonates huge. And I could see how that would just totally get these kids so pumped up. And it's so important, messaging, what messaging means, that I think it can really take you from a bunch of kids to being the best you can be in the world.
Well, I absolutely do remember that game. And it was an amazing time. And I got goosebumps as you were reading it, the way you brought it home in the end. I'm motivated. I mean, the iced coffee I'm drinking probably didn't hurt. However, I definitely found the motivation in that. And I'm sure our listeners are thinking, wow, that's really cool. I wonder how this guy is incorporating this into his life. So can you tell our listeners what your passion is and where it began?
Sure. My passion is for online marketing. I really, really enjoy that. And I love hockey. I always say I'm a professional amateur hockey player, right? I love it to death. I'll never play for the NHL, never had a chance to play in the NHL, but I just really love the sport. But what I like more than that is the fact that what I take from playing hockey, I can incorporate in my business, and I keep it fun. I have so much fun when I'm on the ice. Nothing else enters my mind except for just having fun with my friends and getting out there and passing the puck around and doing all that kind of stuff. It's a lot of fun for me. And I like to take that passion and that motivation and integrate that into my love for online marketing.
How do you do that? How do you integrate hockey and online marketing?
Well, it's pretty cool. I use a lot of analogies. I have a podcast called Stop Riding the Pine, and that's a sports analogy for get off the bench. So in people that are baseball fans or hockey fans, the pine is the bench. So stop riding the pine. Stop sitting on that bench.
And just then, so you know, I did see on your Skype, when you Skype me like right now, it came up across the top and it said, stop riding the pine. And even though I am not a hockey fanatic, I did know. I knew what that meant. I got it. I'm very proud of myself.
Oh, well, good for you. And I like to tell people, hey, you don't have to be a fan of hockey, but it's just for me, it helps me really, really enjoy all aspects of my business because, heck, I love it. And I love being able to integrate that into my business. And plus, the other cool thing about it is other people that can identify with that, we have instant, you know, communication. We have instant, share something instantly in common. And I really think that building that foundation, whomever it can be, whether you're networking or you're talking to a potential client, whatever the case may be, if you have something in common, that really helps grow the relationship.
So I know you do things like video, you do web design. I was on your blog, by the way, today, and mm-hmm. your blog is beast.
Oh.
I love the way you're you have the picture in the background and the rest slides on top of it.
Oh, thanks.
I've never seen that. It's very, really unique. And I've been researching blogs since I just started a new blog with my podcast. So I'm in the process of looking at blog formats before we launch and make sure that, you know, we have what we need to do. So I thought I would check yours out today. And it's really, really cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a big believer of WordPress. I love it. I love the flexibility. I love how easy it is to use.
Now, we're using WordPress also. Which template is that? Is that a template or what is that called?
Well, it depends. And hopefully I know which one you're talking about. I have about 6 different sites with multiple blogs. So which blog were you on?
Your blog is for Slapshot.com.
Okay. Yeah. Slapshot Studio.
Yes.
Yeah. That... I have to remember because I use Thrive Themes most of the time.
Okay.
And highly, highly, highly recommend Thrive Themes if you get the chance. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be interviewing the co-founder of Thrive Themes soon on my show. But the nice thing about Thrive Themes is that it's so easy to use and it builds in all of the... all the features that you need to convert for email lists or, you know, landing pages and all that stuff. And it's all like one click thing. So it's all set up for you. It's really, really neat.
I just want to point out to the audience how indicative it is that you're not sure which theme this is because you're not sure which blog it is because that's exactly why you're on the show. Okay. Jamie is on the show because Jamie is all over the place, yet he is nowhere. Okay. He works every day, but he doesn't work at all because he loves so much what he's doing. That's why I hear him typing in the background, looking to see which theme is that because you're doing just lay out for everybody. I know that you have slapshotstudio.com. You have stopridingthepine.com, slapshotsocial.com, and then your new podcast with your 3 other cohorts, which I referred to as the male version of The View on podcast, teaches you so much about what you need to know if podcasting is an interest. Podcastprofessor.com. Yeah, podcastprofessor.com. And I love that podcast too. I'm learning so much from it. But what's great about what you're doing is you're taking all these different things that you love and you're just making something out of everything. And it gets to be, when you get to be an expert in your field, then you become valuable to other people. And I think what most people don't realize if they're sitting at home listening, that if they have a specialty and they combine what they know with another person or 2 or 3, they could do a weekly podcast and be online. And next thing you know, they're monetizing and they have something they're enjoying and they're making money from.
Yes. And to stay in tune, Lynette, with your theme about motivate me, one of the biggest things that I use to motivate myself is embracing my passion for what I love to do and incorporating that with my passion for the sport of hockey. So if you go to my site, slapshotsocial.com, you see me on the cover there skating, right?
Right.
And then that's all about social media. So I'm able to monetize through my passion for the sport of hockey. And you can tell I integrate it. And I use a lot of that. Even if you go to my my contact us page there, I say, hey, don't contact me on Friday between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. because I'm playing hockey.
Right.
So I apologize, you know. So I embrace that and I put it out there. And a lot of people can resonate with that. And then the same thing goes with podcast professors. We love podcasting and we love helping people with that. And by finding other people that share the same passions and getting together with them and building a product is so much fun. We put a lot of work into it, but we enjoy it. We just have fun with it. And hopefully that comes out in our, you know, our new podcast we just launched.
I know you've been really extremely generous with information and helping me out. And of course, you know, being from New Jersey, I'm like, why is this guy being so nice? And then I realized, hold up. I mean, that's the point. The point is to be nice to people and help them out.
You know, one thing specifically, I come from
Alaska. Sales.
Yeah, well, I come from Alaska, yes, as a little kid. That's how I
did my homework.
Good. Yeah, not too many people know that. But the big thing is that I come from corporate America. I have, you know, sales and marketing background. I work for, you know, some Fortune 100 companies. And in the sales environment, it's kind of cutthroat. You're there with your suit and ties and the salespeople like to drive around in their fancy cars. And while there's nothing wrong with that, that just wasn't me. I'm not a suit and tie person. I like t-shirts and shorts, you know. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, I'll put on a suit if I just have to. But that's probably 3 or 4 times a year. I'll go to meetings with jeans on, that kind of thing, if I ever do actually meet people, because most people I meet with are online. But because I've come from that industry and now I'm in the podcasting industry, I have never, ever in my life seen a group of more awesome people. It's just been amazing. Usually, from my background in sales, I can't go to my friend and say, hey, or, you know, a colleague and say, hey, you know, what should I do here? They're not going to say that because then that would help, you know, take some business away from them maybe or something. Well, in podcasts, it's just the opposite. I can all go all day and everybody's approachable. That's the cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, you know, someone like Todd Cochran, who is the CEO of Raw Voice and the, you know, the founder of Blueberry, or PowerPress, you know, a plugin for podcasting. He's really big in the industry. Or it's a Mark Asquith, you know, who's partners with John Lee Dumas. I mean, you can call these guys up and ask them, hey, what would you do in this predicament? And they have no problem helping you out. It's, you know, Dave Jackson, another huge, huge, presence in the podcasting world. They'll take the time and they'll help you out. They'll answer your questions. And so I feel by giving back in that way and helping other people out, not only can I help people out, which is the ultimate goal, but you can also build your brand. And in the industry, it's small. It's big, but it's small. And you want to make sure that people in the industry know who you are and know that you can be a resource to help them out should they need the assistance. So I really think that's important and something to pay attention to within the world of podcasting.
Right. I feel like I found my people.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, have you had any kind of hangups along the way? Like, did you have any hesitations coming out of that sales job and getting into what you're doing now?
Ooh, yes. Because you make really good money in that line of business, it was tough leaving that. And then going on this entrepreneurial journey, I guess you could say, can be a little bit daunting or overwhelming. But I think if you plan it out properly, which in my case, I have to be honest, I kind of just went. I didn't really plan too much. And I have a habit of just getting something going without really, I just like getting it out there and then working on it as we go. And so that might not necessarily be the right path for everybody to follow. But for
well,
me,
no, but you know
that's
what
though? Works.
But you know what, Jamie, for a lot of people, they have so many self-doubts and that inner critical voice that and fears, you know, limiting beliefs, assumptions, interpretations, all those things that hold them back. So it doesn't sound like you suffered from that plague.
Well, No, there's, I've had a lot of hesitation, but I'm, you know, just go for it, man. Just go, 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 go.
Push and through
think,
it.
Yeah. And I think if you can find your passion, and as cliche as that sounds, and you probably hear it all the time, but I really believe, Lynette, that if you find that passion and you're doing something you truly love, and I truly, oh my gosh, I love this. It's super fun for me. I just enjoy every day. And so I feel rich. I may not be a millionaire, but I feel rich. I feel wealthy because of me doing what I'm doing.
Right. And all the experts, all the scholars on this topic, you know, they all say if you enter something with the right intentions, that abundance follows. You won't have to worry about it. Just keep working at it. Keep going. Keep doing what feels right to you, and the rest will fall in place.
And kudos to you. I mean, it takes a lot. I'm sure you just experienced this yourself, leaving that 12 years of, you know, security to go off and venture on your own. I mean, that couldn't have been easy. However, you know, you're fortunate enough to have a support group there. And, you know, it seems maybe from what I understand that everything kind of fell into place and now you're doing what you're doing. So
right.
Congratulations.
And you know what's really funny about you and I speaking? People probably think we know each other, but we really just learned all this about each other during the pre-interview chat that we just had.
Yeah.
But
following
yeah.
each other a little bit on social. Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit. And for me, it was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life, leaving my teaching job to jump into this. But with the support of my husband, who literally, like I said to you earlier, pushed me out the door, out that school door, just because of his belief in what I'm doing and my want to impact the lives of other people, you know, it just really pushed me in that direction. And it feels really good. Speaking of right directions, did you have a moment where you thought, okay, I feel good now. I know I'm in the right direction. Did you have a moment that gave you clarity?
Yes. Yes and no. I don't know if I had a particular moment. I've always wanted to do this. My biggest challenge was, you know, actually succeeding and getting it going. But I've been doing it for a couple of years now to where I kind of have the flow down a little bit better. I have a nice, you know, I can live. And that feeling is awesome. You know, wow, you created something from nothing. And to be able to monetize that, as you said, is just, it's just a fantastic feeling. Was there ever a certain point in time? I don't know if there was ever a decisive moment that I was like, oh, I made it, because I don't think I've made it. And I have my goals that I want to obtain. So I haven't made it yet. I'm still trucking hard up that hill, or I'm still skating ladders, as they say, which is a really hard, tough drill in hockey.
Mm-hmm. A hockey reference. I'm so surprised.
Yeah. So I'm still going through that, and I'm still trying to find, I'm getting closer to finding my voice and doing that, but I think it's an ongoing process, especially being in this industry, whether it's podcasting or online marketing. It's constantly changing, and you have to pivot when necessary. So no matter how hard you work at something, if it's just not working, you can't be afraid of, hey, that's not going to work. I need to switch up and do this. So
I think that's so hard because, you know, in some respects, we always hear stick with it, stick with it. And in other respects, you need to know when it's time to do, like you just said, pivot. I think that's a hard thing to see on your own.
Yeah, that's a really good point you bring up too, because that's hard to identify a lot of the time. A lot of people that are super, super successful, you know, I don't want to say got lucky, but they identified their, you know, what was happening, and they shifted or they made that pivot at the right time. A lot of people, you know, that started out and didn't recognize that, maybe have failed, but failing is not a bad thing. And I did an interview with a writer from Inc. magazine, Minda Zetlin, and she actually said failure is actually in style right now. It's good to fail, you know?
Well, and failure is always an opportunity to learn.
Oh, I love that. Yep, perfect.
It's always an opportunity, and you're supposed to fail. If you were always successful, you know, you always learn more from what you didn't do right. And it always pushes you in a new direction.
Just don't make the same mistakes twice, right?
Yeah, exactly. I really try not to take failure too seriously. I really do try to benefit because I'm such a firm believer in life being a process and learning from every role that you play and taking with you what you've, you know, letting everything add up and build to who you are now. And then what's next? I'm really excited to see. I just soak, that's become my person that I try, as long as I can pay my mortgage, I'm okay. Everything right. else, you know, my husband always says, just make sure you have shoes so we can buy, so we can walk into the store and get anything we need to buy.
Right, right. Well, so, and that's one of the cool things before you ask the next question, uh-huh. especially if you're in coaching or you're going to be doing something online in that aspect. If it's almost like when you fail, let the world know. That content that you create through your failures will help others not make those same mistakes. And it makes you seem as if you're an expert. You've been there. You've done that. You've gone through it. Now you're here. Listen to what happened to me. This is my story. And right. Oh my gosh, that helps out so much.
So what do you think you learned about yourself in this process? Leaving your sales job, starting your media marketing, your online marketing business, mm-hmm. and taking risks.
Well, the biggest thing I learned is, that it's your own baby, it's your own business, and you have to follow up, I think is probably one of the biggest things. Don't overpromise and underdeliver, as cliche again as that may sound. That is huge because good news travels, bad news travels at light speed.
Right.
And so if you are, you know, if you're messing up and not following up, or you're taking longer than you said you're going to take on a project, that can really hurt you. And being, you know, an entrepreneur, you want to make sure that everything you do is, you know, you live up to what you say, because you don't have the normal resources that bigger companies do, you know, for people that, you know, whenever you need help, you can go here or there or there. No, it's all you. It's all one person. So that's probably the biggest thing I've learned. And so whenever I quote a project, I always like to tack on an extra 3 or 4 or 5 days, or, you know, weeks or whatever it is, knowing that I'll probably finish earlier, but just in case, tack on that extra time and stay in touch. Communication is probably the biggest thing. Whether or not anything happens that day, send a quick email. Hey, this is what's going on. You know, I just wanted to follow up. Do you have any questions? That's really, really important.
Right. Now, did you get any good advice along the way that's really helped you out?
Heck yeah. I got a lot of good advice. And one of the biggest pieces of advice I got was, you know, when I started my podcast was I think it was in February of 2014. I was fortunate enough to speak on a marketing panel there in San Diego. And one of the gentlemen there that was co-hosting that event, his name is Paul Colgan, who's a big podcaster and big YouTuber guy. He said, you know, you got to start a podcast. And I said, yeah, that sounds great. I'm going to do this. Well, 6, 7, 8 months later, I had not done it. Now that I look back on it, had I had that extra 6 or 7 months, where would I be now? So
right.
Start, just get going.
Just get going. I know John Lee Dumas, who has Entrepreneur on Fire. If you have not heard of him, listeners, that's his big thing too, is just get started. Don't wait, just get started.
Yep.
What about a book? Is there a book that's been helpful to you or motivational to you along the way?
Oh, there's a couple of them. I'm a big fan of Gary Vaynerchuk. So Jab, 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 Right Hook, The Thank You Economy. Those are really good. Jeff Walker, Launch, which is a really cool book that helps people figure out how to effectively launch a product or a course. It's hard to pick one of those out, but I would probably say Gary Vaynerchuk's Jab, 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 Right Hook was really good for me because I learned a lot about the psychology of social media.
Right. And can you explain or define for listeners the difference between being a business owner and being an entrepreneur?
Yeah. So being a business owner is having maybe a brick and mortar place, I guess, but it's more of a job. You're doing it to pay the bills. Whereas an entrepreneur, you're creating something out of nothing. You have a lot of passion into it. For whatever it is that you're doing, and that's what you love to do. So that's why I'm entrepreneurial spirit. That's what I'm thinking. You, right. you have got a fire, you know, you're ready to go. Business owner, maybe you buy a, you know, a Pinkberry and you go in there every day and you're ringing the cash register. Well, in my personal opinion and my belief, that's not fun. That's not your passion. I think your passion is developing something, creating a course, creating a business that you can just love, cannot wait to do every single day.
Right. Or even, and something that is making money when you're sleeping.
Oh, I love that.
That's the entrepreneurial spirit. Okay. Yeah. What about some other resources you can recommend?
As far as like tools and stuff?
Yes. Well, I like to say, and I'm a writer, so for me to say more contemporary resources other than books, but I really mean, especially you're a computer guy, especially with the internet, there's so many different apps and sites and groups. So if somebody wanted to move in the same direction you did, what do you use every day that's helpful?
It's almost one of the biggest things, and this could go back to your earlier question too, because this is something that I've learned. When I first started out, I was buying everything. You know, that would be cool. I'm going to buy that. Oh, that's cool. I'm going to buy that. And all of a sudden I have all these products, you know, that it just, I didn't even use all of them. So I've learned to kind of dial it back a little bit and just use what's necessary. I like, you know, an automated tool, something like Post Planner for my social media. That's really nice because you can schedule out your posts for not only me, but for my clients on Facebook. And they just launched a new update with Twitter now. And then I really like on WordPress, I like the Thrive themes. The biggest challenge that a lot of people have in WordPress is their sites slow down so fast because they have all these what they call plugins.
Right.
It's a piece of software that you can get and download it or upload it to your WordPress to enhance the features of it. Well, with Thrive themes, a lot of those features are already what they call hard-coded in, so it's not going to slow down your site, and you still get a lot of the functionality. Sure, you have to add a couple of those plugins, but that's why I like using Thrive themes. So Thrive themes and Post Planner, things like that are the things that I really, really like. And then the biggest thing I use is my Schedule Once for all of my scheduling. So whether it's scheduling something for Slapshot Studio, where I'm going to be talking to somebody about their business, or I'm scheduling an interview for my podcast show, I use Schedule Once.
I'm just smiling over the irony.
Yeah, all right.
I know. We're looking at Schedule Once right now. That's the one thing. That's my next step, everybody. I'm definitely on my journey, and I have a to-do list and Schedule Once or some kind of scheduling. I don't know, is that called an app or a program? That's definitely on my list right now.
Yeah, Schedule Once, Calendly, there's a whole bunch of them out there.
Okay. So, Jamie, this is the part of the show where we kind of pick the pace up a little bit.
Okay.
Three most important questions, though. It's the whole purpose of my podcast, because I believe for people to get motivated and to move in a direction, they need to first envision something for themselves, then they need to explore it, and then they need to execute a plan. So, with a 1-minute response, how can somebody envision for themselves what you've accomplished?
How can someone envision for themselves what I've accomplished? I would say for someone to think about what they do when they have fun. So if you go and what is it that you have fun? Is it going boating? Is it, hanging out with your friends? What is it that makes you the happiest in the world? Envision that feeling and then build a business incorporating that feeling or that passion.
That's perfect. I love that so much. And then how can they explore it?
Well, they can find out, so if you envision this, say you love boating. So you go out and you can't wait for you to get off work on the weekend so you can go out and get on the boat and hang out with your boating friends and be boating around. So what you can do to explore something like that is, what are some of the businesses around boating, or what's something that can bring you out there even more that you can have fun with? Maybe you can be an event planner out on the boating. Maybe you can develop, a boating event where, you know, the people get together and you create a parade or something of boats, and whoever has the craziest contest and craziest decorations on their boat. And afterwards, you bring in the band and you bring in all your friends. And, you know, so maybe you're an event person around boating or something like that. There's so many different things that you can do as long as you're having fun with what you love.
Yeah, I think to explore, I think you should grab a six pack, sit on a boat and brainstorm just like Jamie
right?
just did.
Yeah.
With all these other
great.
People who love boats.
Exactly.
Okay. And if they were to execute, what would the first step be?
First step would be to probably get a website. And the reason why I say to get a website is because that's going to put you in the mental mind frame or mindset of, hey, this is an actual business that I want to do. By creating a website, not only does it set you up for some accountability, because you're going to start and share this with your friends. Hey, I'm going to create a website. Now you're accountable for that. But it actually takes you through the process. I liken a website to a business plan, because when you build a website, you're going through the process of what your business is and what you have to offer, or what you're going to be doing to serve your customers or your target audience. So when you go through that web development process, you're in essence writing your business plan and you're sharing it with the world.
I should really post pictures of the easel that's in my sunroom. Okay, there's a legitimate easel in my sunroom, and I should put it with the show notes to this episode, because it's got so many things laid out. And literally the first thing we did was we mapped out the website and it multiple times, and it really helped us narrow our goals, and it changed. And I agree with you, that really was our business plan.
Yeah.
And we would
it
call
really helps.
And we would call the sunroom on the weekends. We would sit in there with our coffee after breakfast and call it a freedom meeting.
Oh, there you go.
So we would just sit and we'd look at the easel and look at the plan. And sometimes it was just my husband and I. Sometimes I was by myself. Sometimes my daughter was with us. And sometimes her boyfriend was with us. And the four of us, which I like to refer to really as our team, because they're integral parts of what we're doing too, because they have such great insight and support on their end.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So we have freedom meetings in the sunroom. And we stare at the easel, and then we're like, no, wait a minute. And then we get up, flip the page. There's like arguments going on.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's great brainstorming.
Love it.
So if life really is a process, what do you see yourself doing 5 years from now if you were to dream big?
I can easily answer that. In 2020, September of 2020, my girlfriend and I are building up our own businesses online. She's doing personal training and an app development for physical fitness. She is a personal trainer right now. And then I'm building my online business. And on September of 2020, we're going to Florida, the Miami Boat Show. We're buying a catamaran, and we are going to be circumnavigating. So next summer, we're going to the East Coast, and we're going to be taking our Blue Water certification courses. And then over the course of the next couple of years, we're building our businesses so that in 2020, 5 years from now, we will have sustainable income.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh, please do.
And when you say the
accountability right here, accountability.
That's right. I'm laying it out there for you, accountability. So when you say East Coast, do you mean the East Coast of Florida?
I think it's going to be from Florida to New Jersey and then back. We're taking on the East Coast there. It's a 2 week course. So you basically are going for your Blue Water certification, and you travel from Florida all the way up to New Jersey and then back down.
Okay. Well, I hope you make it to New Jersey. And if you do, you come over and I will make you some of those awesome Bloody Marys with all that funny stuff sticking
nice.
Out of it that you and your girlfriend just had the other day on Facebook that I saw.
Yeah, that was really good. Springfield Brewery. Yep.
I believe my comment was perfection.
Yes.
So, okay. What closing advice can you give to my listeners today?
You know, everyone likes to say, I hear this question a lot, and it's something that I ask on my show. And a lot of people say, take action. And I think that's super important. But I think to be maybe a little bit more unique for you and your listeners is to embrace your passion and just really take a little bit of time and think about where you want to be. You don't have to, it's nothing that you have to rush into, but embrace your passion. And if you are exploring an opportunity of doing anything online, exactly like what you're doing, you know, you have your freedom meeting, right? Take some time, talk with your family, your friends, ask them, what do you think I'm good at? You know, what, and listen to what they say. Let that resonate with you. And then once you have an idea of what your passion is, married to something that you can actually monetize, bring that together in a unique way. And by bringing that together in a unique way, what I'm saying is bring your personality into it, because nobody else shares your personality or shares, and nobody else is you. So bring that all together and have fun, enjoy it, and just work hard. And here's the cool thing. If you work really hard for 3, 4, 5 years, you have, are going to establish a really, really good place online. Whereas you've worked really, really hard in a corporate world, you're in the same place you are now as you will be in 3 to 5 years. And if you get promoted, you're only going to get busier, you're only going to work longer hours, and you're making somebody else richer.
That is really true. And that's excellent advice. And the thing about being online, and you know this way more than I do, but I've been hearing a lot of people talk about how it does take time to establish yourself online, but it will come back to you. And I really love that you recognize that my listeners, we're not asking them to take any major leap. We're just saying, if this is something you could possibly enjoy, start it on a small scale.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just bring it into your life and start building this up, because if it builds over time to something that you can make a career, then make that decision then. But for now, just do something you enjoy.
Totally. And there's nothing wrong with building it on the side. You know, it's going to be harder in the beginning, but I know plenty of people that have replaced their, you know, their job, their J-O-B income, you know, within, you know, a year or so. And it's not far-fetching at all.
Can you give listeners, now you're going to be a part of our community that we're starting, which is Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. So people will be able to reach out to you through that. But is there other contact information you'd like to share?
Yeah, if you want to get a chance to learn a little bit more about me, you can visit slapshotsocial.com, slapshotstudio.com. The big one is where we have a lot of fun is podcastprofessors.com. If you're ever interested in learning more about podcasting, we have a free podcasting course there. It's all videos on how to name your show and how to get started, you know. And so we've done over 100 videos in both our paid and our free course. But, you know, that's pretty much how you can Google me and you'll probably find it.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, all of this information will be included in my show notes, and all the links to your sites and every other, maybe your social security number. I don't know. Jamie, I really want to thank you for coming on the show and being interviewed. It was really great getting to know you, and I very much appreciated that you completely understand who my audience is and you spoke to them on the level that they need to hear. And thank you for doing that.
Oh, you are so welcome. And thank you for having me. That was a lot of fun.
Good. I hope we can stay connected.
For sure. 100%.
All right. Okay, everybody, so here is today's go-do. Something that makes what Jamie does really special is how he incorporates a hobby or a passion into what he does for work. So I think you should try and do the same. Establish your favorite hobby or passion and list 3 ways in which you can incorporate that into your business plan. If you're an outdoor adventurist, how can you apply that to a professional coaching business? Can you create a company name and theme around it? Can you target outdoor adventurists to coach? Let's say you're a pet groomer who loves fashion. Integrating fashion into your business will attract people with this same interest. So I can't wait to see your post on our community Facebook page. Listeners, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.